The eyes of the world were on Oslo today, where for the first time in more than 70 years, the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize was noticeably absent. Despite international efforts to get him released, Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo remains in jail in northeast China. His wife is under house arrest, and the Chinese government has used all the clout it has to prevent as many countries as possible attending Friday's award ceremony. Around the world on Human Rights Day, people express support for the jailed Nobel Peace Prize winner, who is serving an 11-year prison sentence for subversion after signing the Charter 08 manifesto, calling for political reform in China. The Czech branch of Amnesty International organized a protest event here in Prague. Kateřina Šaldová of Amnesty spoke to me shortly before setting off for the Chinese embassy.
Amnesty International Czech Republic organizes a small event to highlight today's Nobel Prize ceremony. We would like to congratulate the Chinese officials and highlight the struggle of Liu Xiaobo in China. In fact, we will gather in front of Chinese embassy with flowers and congratulation cards. We would like to hand these cards over to the ambassador, but of course we don't know if we will succeed. Apart from that, we also organize a traditional letter writing marathon that is to send cards and appeals to prisoners of conscience as well as governments all around the world to set them free. For example, we would like to support Liu Xiaobo. Also, we are trying to support Norma Cruz, who is a female supporter fighting against violence against women in Guatemala. And we have other two cases we would like to support.
Can you mention them?
Yes, one of them is Mao Heng Feng. She's a Chinese activist that's been detained this year. And she's been also doing activities in support of Nobel Prize winner Liu Xiaobo. So she's one of them. And the other one is a Mexican priest, Father Salanid, who is helping migrants in Mexico to have better lives.
How many people tend to come to such a letter-writing marathon? How many people are actually interested enough to get there and write a letter?
Well, last year we had a great success, meaning Amnesty International worldwide, and we managed to send over 700,000 letters. But there's been amnesty sections all around the world. In the Czech Republic, it depends on the topic, but we have sometimes hundreds of people supporting us, and this actually is improving.
The former president Václav Havel is one of the people in this country who always speaks out about the need to stand up against human rights violations, to support dissidents elsewhere. Do you feel that there should be more people speaking out in this manner who are respected?
You're definitely right, because we've seen that the support of people that experience injustice and people like, for example, President Havel, who's been a prisoner of conscience, if they show support, that really helps. And we would like to thank them all for supporting Amnesty International. And, of course, we welcome more people to join us and show their faces and speak out that human rights are really part of our everyday life.
Kateřina Šaldová from the Czech branch of Amnesty International.